Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, guys, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, our Lord and our Savior, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for you all that are there in Radio Land that has been a part of the ministry here at My King Service, Pentecostal Church of God and My King Service Radio and Television Broadcasting Network. And I just thank God for everything that's My King Service. Because the My is a personal you, and the King is the King of Kings, the one true and living God. And I just thank God for the opportunity to, you know, be his steward, you know, of all his resources. The word of God says that my father has a cattle on a thousand hills, and it all belongs to God. And I just thank God that to be a steward of all the cattle that's on the thousand hills. Amen. So we're just going to talk about some of the things that God has been doing. He's just blessed us tremendously, and the upcoming, new things that he's bringing into our fold. You know, the Lord has blessed us to have our Archbishop that was ordained, and just thank God for that. Last month, June Sukkot, the upcoming September 29th, 2023, Sukkot 2023, we'll be having God's birthday celebration, and we're kicking it off now so everyone can be prepared, and we'll be setting aside. My goal is 11,600 apostle elect so that they can go into that vocation and learn and glean from many other apostles who are in that mode, and they've been there for a while, and we'll be training each and every day and they will be in set aside for 3 years and 7 months from the date of their being anointed. I'm very excited about that. So I pray that you'll be with us in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we'll convene and just have a great time in the Lord. Amen. And it's just my family, just us. So all of us will be there, and just to celebrate God and the Sukkot. Who knows? We may create our first booth, you know. We can, you know, have the booth and the trumpets, you know, have the 7 days of trumpets being sounded. It's really exciting time of what God is doing. Each apostle will be, responsible for not only ministerial tasks, but they will be responsible for education. They'll be responsible for food distribution, a medical supply distribution to their particular areas, housing. Water, you know, digging some wells, you know, for clean water, and taking care of transportation needs for their community to get those supplies over to their particular community. So I just thank God for just this massive undertaking. And each apostle elect is just basically just to minister to 10 people, and that way they can really be, you know, connected to their group, their intimate group, and, you know, their ministry can grow and go beyond that, but I believe, you know, if they can minister to, you know, 10, they can minister to many, I just thank God for that. So looking forward, if you're interested in, you know, being set aside as an apostle, you've had the call on your life, and you would like to be anointed through the My King Service operation, our network, we'd love for you to just join us in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in September 29th, 2023. We'll give more details of our specific location, but please join us. So I'm just going to pray as we start our broadcast today. Father God, I thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for your just many acts. I thank you, Lord God, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord God, for the support that you've blessed me to have by so many people that are part of the network and doing their own thing and ministering the word of God, Lord God, on a regular. I just thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be the one in the background to take care of the needs of the church of the living God. And I thank you so much, Father, for the work, Lord God, as I learn to program and upload and download, and we create CDs, and we have films and videos and TV shows and radio shows. And as we learn the different gamma of communication and communicating your word, Lord God, to this world. And I thank God for the new countries that have come on board, Lord God. And just some countries I've never heard of their name, yet they're coming in full swing. And I just thank you, Father, for that, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the financial blessings that you've given unto us and the many millionaires that we'll be creating, Lord God. I was looking at the number that you gave me. It was like 82,000 to 362,000 millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires in the Word of God, you know, because they're going to seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness. And they're going to make sure that whatever they're doing is pleasing to you, Lord God, through the power of the Holy Ghost and through the blood of Jesus Christ. So I just stretch forth my hands and I just give these words to you, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you're pleased with every word that comes out of my mouth today as we broadcast and explain the step-by-step how to acquire this wealth that comes from you, Lord God, as they walk into their land of flowing with milk and honey, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will not forget you, Lord God, that they will remember that it is you, Lord God, that has given them the power to not only create wealth, but to get wealth and to keep wealth. And I pray, Lord God, that they will, you know, consider, you know, that it will, you know, set it in a position that it will be a blessing to not only them in the land of living, but their children's children, children, children to 1,000 generations, Lord God. And beyond that also, we just thank you, Father, for just your holiness and your righteousness. And I just thank you, Father, for blessing me with some tremendous women of God that are there with me, supporting me, and powerful men of God as well, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for their ministry, Lord God, as you enlarge in their territories, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, Lord God, for everything. Pray for everyone, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that have lost a loved one, those that are in bereavement, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's a natural death or some very horrific death. We just pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are impacted by these loved ones that have gone on, you know. And I pray for those who have done the wrongful act. I pray for them that they will be healed and set free and delivered, Lord God, and they are forgiven. I pray that they know that they're forgiven, that you forgive them. There's nothing that they can do, Lord God, that you cannot forgive. Pray for the sinful act that has hurt someone, and even to the point of murdering someone. We pray for them, Lord God, has done these things. But they do have to, you know, there's a cost, and they do have to serve the time. You know, they do have to give reconciliation for the deeds that they've done in their mortal body. But in the meantime, we do still pray for them. We pray for their heart, their mind, their soul, their body, Lord God, that you'll make them whole, that they'll come to know you, Lord God, one day for themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So we're going to now turn to the Word of God. And as God's Word says, you know, through Abram, and I'll read here in the 20th chapter. Let's go to the 21st chapter. It says, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham call the name of his son. The son was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham conceived his son, he circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, and God, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that heard will hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would say, have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I was born, I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar and the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out that barren, that bondswoman and her son, for the son of this bondswoman shall not be heir with my son, even Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called, and also the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it in on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went, and she sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what ail thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he in the wilderness of Haran. And his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Ahimelech, the the chief captain of the host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou dost. Now therefore, swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I won't not, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet hear heard I of it but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shall thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called the place Beersheba, because there was, they swore, the both of them, thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up and told the chief cap, and they returned unto the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many, many days. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy word. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast. And I'm here with my dear friend, Dr. Valerie Ann Seabury, and thank God for her and her life as an evangelist, as an elder, and now set aside as an apostle elect. And just thank her for, you know, tuning in to this, you know, 1 hour little broadcast that we have as I go over, you know, the blessings of Abraham that's on my life as we are going to make 82,453 investors into the next millionaires, multimillionaires, and some will be billionaires, and 362,000 investors as we will teach and train as they will glean and learn, and they too will become, you know, at least 1,000 strong annual, or if they choose to go forward into the magnificent area of being a millionaire. I just thank God for each step as God brings them forward. So each year during the Sukkot, God unfolds a different thing and a different strategy for us to do. And, you know, as we minister the word of God, God opens up, you know, other areas and things that we know not of. And in Isaiah, you know, you see Isaiah writes what God said to Isaiah, and as his students wrote, and one of the statements that he wrote, one little section, is that God said that I will show you things that you know not of. Amen. And so we're moving now into apartments. Amen. Praise God. And acquiring real estate and taking ownership of it. And only God is the one that's teaching and instruction, and his divine instruction, and through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Now, you know, we in America and probably throughout the world, you've always seen these high rises and so forth, you know, and you wonder, and some people live in them, but have you ever thought of owning one, right? But now God has given divine instruction. So today's broadcast is just to go over the step-by-step instruction that the Holy Spirit has given me. And when I say the Holy Spirit, it is God himself. You know, he speaks to me because someone asks a question. And so as I write the vision, God said in Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain on tablets so those that read it will be able to run with it. Amen. And though the vision tarry, God's word says to wait for it because it's for such a time, you know, as this, right? And as we read in the scripture today there in Genesis, how God gave to Sarah a promise, the promised child that God had given to Abraham, you know, many, many years prior, that you are going to have a son. You're going to have a child that it will multiply. It will be as the sands, it will be as the stars in the sky that you can't even number, you know. And he trusts God. And, you know, when God promised Abraham that, he was not, you know, a Christian, as we made it, Jesus Christ was born, you know, he was a follower of Christ, you know, didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit or all these things that we are privileged to. He just trusts this voice that spoke to him. Yeah, he wasn't even, you know, he was a part of their country that he was from was his father created idols, okay? So they weren't even worshipers of God. They were worshipers of these idols, and they became very wealthy with this stuff, okay? So I'm just saying, God can speak to anyone and use anyone for his glory. And so when I share things with others, you know, maybe it's way over the top of their head, you know, because some of the things I'm saying is like, God showed me this, and we're just going to do it. And I find that when I do, when God speaks to me something, it's just a blessing to many. Amen. And during when we praise God during the Sukkot, for 7 straight days we praise and worship him, all hell breaks loose for us. And all of that, you know, but as we continue to praise him, you know, like next year we're going to be doing this 7 days of trumpets. That means we're going to have some trumpets blowing for 7 days, man. We're going to create a booth, you know, where we're going to be outdoors and, you know, we're going to be praising the Lord outdoors for during the 7 days, you know, living literally outdoors as we bring some apostles into the vocation of and setting them aside as apostle elect. Amen. So and then we're going to be teaching people. We're going to be broadcasting 2 hours every day as they go through training through the My King Service University, and then the anointing, and then 3 years and 7 months after that, then we'll do the ordination service in that Sukkot 2020. Amen. But right now, what God has given me is this you know, not only the ability to lend to people, refinance their home or acquire one single family house or a four family unit, fourplex, but now apartments, you know, and it's just amazing, you know, the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from God. And so I pour this into you today, and I thank you so much, Dr. Seabury, for coming on, so that, you know, I know I'm speaking to someone directly, but also those that will listen to this broadcast in the future. Amen. So the instructions are this. I wrote the division, you know, and the date that I was called was on my birthday, November 7th, 2022, when a young woman called Gabriel, you know, it's like, wow, the angel of Gabriel, that was her name, Gabriel. She called and she wanted to know how to acquire this type of, you know, and she had a decision to make. She's getting ready to leave her job 7 months from now. And they gave her, as she told me, an opportunity to, you know, take an early out, early retirement, not even allowing her to retire at the end of her term, which would give her a full retirement. And she did the math, and apparently when she looked at the numbers, that money that she'll be receiving after all those many years of working is going to be exhausted in a short period of time, and so on and so forth, right? So she was very excited about the refinancing of her property and telling her about the apartment access and acquisition. So she wanted to know more, and she wanted to do her due diligence. And so she asked me, how many properties have I acquired? And I said, a lot. You know, I've acquired over the years. God has showed me. And each one that God has shown me, he opened it up. No one else saw it, but I got it. And I was able to access. And I own my properties free and clear, not owning anything but taxes, you know, because someone elects to put taxes on my property. Free and clear, right? And so the acquisition of these apartments is going to be, we're going to be free and clear as well, right? And so here we go. So I'm just going to read this dissertation here. This is a little page and stuff. And we, you know, those who decide to become investors with me, you know, I'm just looking at, you know, as the smallest amount I'd be able to take is $500. And with a $500 investment, I guarantee that first year we're going to give you back your $500 or whatever amount that you come in at. If you come in at $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,500 or $25,000 or $35,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 or $135,000 or $150,000 or $200,000, or you may have, and many people have saved up, and they have. They've accumulated a lot of wealth. You could have saved up $600,000, $250,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1 million, $2 million, $4 million, $5 million. It doesn't matter. Whatever you come in with this project, we will pay you back within the first year. Amen. Because one thing I don't want to do is keep and hold on to anyone's money. Why? Because I don't want anyone, human being, to say out of their mouth that it is them that has caused us to get wealth. Amen. Because I want the wealth that we acquire to be that everyone out of their own mouth will say, it is God that has done this for me. Right? God has done this for me. God put me in the position and the space and the time. Just as that young lady said to me, she said, I prayed a prayer 2 weeks ago, and I asked God to show me how. And then she received a phone call from me, because I was referred to someone, and then she, her mother, the bishop, called her, and then I, got her number, and I called her. So she heard my voicemail, and she, that was the answer that she needed, and she called me, and then I called her back, and so her answer to the question that she was asking God came to her. She said, God, show me how. So she said on my birthday, November 7th, that I just prayed the prayer to God, and I asked God to show me how, and I heard your voicemail, and I called, and you're telling me how. Amen. What to do with the money that she will glean from all her years of working, and that it won't be squandered, and that she will be able to get income for the rest of her life, as long as God lends her breath to, willing it to her children or children's children to a thousand generations and beyond that. Amen. So I was so excited to hear that she said that she know that this is a voice of God speaking to her and giving her a divine instruction on what she asked God on what to do. Where is she supposed to place her wealth? Where is she supposed to place her investment? Amen? And I just thank God that I was obedient to her, because she asked me to write it out. She even asked me to write out some of the properties that you have acquired. And she asked me, how much properties have I acquired? And I said, I've got a lot. I've got a lot. I got quite a bit. That's a lot. And it, it's so funny, but as I was writing out the few that I wrote in the top of the dissertation, I call it, I was like, wow, I really have amassed a lot of real estate. Amen. And I own them free and clear. Amen. So anyway, let's look at this one scenario. And if you're interested in joining me, please come on board. And like I said, I'm looking for 362,000 individuals to, invest $500, and you will become at least 90,000 a year strong. But here we go. The acquisition of the first one that I'm looking at is a 270-unit apartment complex. And the strategy will work with anyone that's an investor that will put their money in, because they have a very low risk factor, because they're putting their $500 down, and within the year of the first year of acquisition, they're getting their $500 back. So therefore, they get 100% return on their investment. But the first month after the acquisition is completed and we, got the keys and everything, within the first month of rent, at $500, now this may seem, very small, and some people may laugh, but 362,000 people that generated that $500, and why we need that much is so that we pay off the property in full. Amen? We pay off all the tax. We pay off all the insurance the first year at least. We pay off all the interest. We pay off the principal. Amen. And if anyone had listened to any of my teaching about principal, interest, tax, and insurance, those are the things that comes along with owning real estate, right? Amen. So we're coming in free and clear. So the very first month, they're going to get a check for 75 cents. Amen. Praise God. And I would just like want to just shout right there. But most people would be like, huh? I don't think so. 75 cents. I gave them $500. Well, you gave them $500, but you also received your $500 back. Okay? So you have 75 cents in profit. And annually, you just times that 75%, 75 cents, not percent, 75 cents, 75 American pennies, three quarters, times 12 months, you will get $9.02, right? 75 cents times 12 is $9.02. And if I did any math error, whatever, please let me know. Everybody, I'm praying that if you get this piece of paper that I'll share out, you know, if you see a mathematical error, please let me know so we can update it and make sure everything is correct. But that don't sound like a lot of money, $9 for the whole year. Who can live off of that, right? Well, a lot of people can, but I'll tell you how we're going to improve it. For me to guarantee you to have $90,000 for that year, because we're not only going to do that, I'm going to come back to you and say, would you like to buy another apartment complex, right? So the two would be double that, you know, 75 cents, right? You will get $1.50 each month. Right? So $9 times two, you're going to get $18.04, right? So you keep on doing this math, and we go back, it's working, and I'll come back to you and say, would you be interested in doing a third apartment complex? You know? And it's just going to keep on going until we get to $10,000. Well, at the $10,000 game, $10,000 apartment complex, the dollar, you just do the basic math, you know. Remember, the profit that comes from remember we have to pay, and since I am going to be taking the heavy on it, you know, any litigation or whatever, I'm the one, you know, is going to be there showing up in the courts, you know, with my attorney on the right, my attorney on the left, my attorney in front, and one in that, you know, and making sure that, you know, we are justified. We are doing everything righteously for the people. And these 3,062 investors are children of God. I have to give an account to them as to what and where the money went. All right. But we'll give them a monthly report as well. And they get their financial report and they get their money. Every month, every month, every month, every month. Amen? So at 10,000 properties, it's the same because they would have invested $500 for every property that we would have acquired. So, and they get their money right back, 500 comes right back, but they get their a percentage of the profit divided by 362,000 individual investors, okay? So that at the end of the year, they would have acquired and amassed $90,000. Amen? And then I also wanted to, as I was talking to Dr. Seabury earlier, you know, for anyone who are on a fixed income and they paid in this strategy, you know, and they have benefits, certain benefits. I do not want you to lose not one penny out of your benefits. I want you to keep your benefits. So instead of allowing, you know, instead of when I come back, you know, and, you know, you check with the Internal Revenue, you check with the Social Services. I think they're the one that would be best. Social Security Administration, they're the best one. And you ask them how much money in additional to what I, you know, my benefits, my whatever it is, whether it's whatever benefits that you have, how much money can I make per year? Ask that simple question, and they will actually print out the amount of money that you are getting from Social Security, SSI, or whatever, food stamps, or whatever other things that you're getting, benefits, pension monies, or whatever accident money, the whatever, they'll say you can earn up to a certain amount. And say it's $30,000. Well, if your $500 investment for every apartment complex that we do, if once it hits to $29,000, when I come back and I say, would you like to invest in another apartment complex, I would suggest that you not take that. Because, see, you don't want to lose your benefits. And so I suggest that you just wait. Because once you hit, I think it's, you have to Social Security Administration again. Once you hit a certain age, I think it's 75 or 77, which, by the way, is promised unto you. Because in Genesis, God promised 70 years. And he also promised 120 years that you shall live. Amen. And not die. And some will live beyond that time. It's historically proven now. Science are getting concerned because people are living beyond the time that they were expecting, because of all the medical improvements and technology and so forth. So we're going to live a long, long time. So this is really right up your alley to get and be a part of this investment strategy, God's way. Creating wealth God's way. This is only through the power and the spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's not through any other means. It's not a secular thing or anything. This is worshiping and praising God and blessing God. And because of you doing this in righteousness and holiness, God is now giving you a way of escape so you won't be one of those numbers that are impoverished. You, your children, or your children's children, or beyond. But God said to Abraham that I'm going to bless you as the stars and as the sea, the sands of the seashore that cannot be numbered. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And somebody got to get excited about their 75-cent return on their $500 investment. Amen? Because these 75 cents add up per apartment complex. Amen? Now, if you don't understand, I'll break it down on the one-on-one. We do conference calls or whatever to break down this. But I just wanted to broadcast this because I want those who are interested, I don't have to keep on repeating. I can just send them the link to listen to this broadcast. Amen? Praise God and bless his holy name. And like I said, we do have Dr. Seabury on the line. So if you have any questions, please chime in. Now, so that's basically what I'm suggesting. So check with the Social Security Administration, see how much you can earn per month in addition, per year annually that will not affect your benefits, okay? And then at the age, what age, the next question is, what age can I make unlimited income? Because there's an age that is that the American government has set, I believe it's 75 or 77, I'm not sure which one, but you can make unlimited income. So when I come back, when you're at that age, or you come back to me because I won't be tracking everyone's age, you can say, I'd like to invest another $500. Or you can want to go up. You may want to invest $1,000 because you've set aside all your monies. You know, and for those who come in and invest $1,000, we'll need less people. If we have more people that come in at $1,000, I only need 181,000 individuals because this is for the first 270-unit apartment complex I'm talking about. I'm using this one illustration, okay? Well, for those who come in at $1,000, their first month for the first apartment complex is $1.50. Again, it sounds laughable, right? But that $1.50 is coming every single month. So at the end of the year, $18.04. Again, I don't think you buy a McDonald's Happy Meal for that, but it's your $18.04, and you got back your $1,000. Amen? So you're not at a loss. You're at a win-win-win all the way around. And you multiply that times 10,000 apartment complex. Amen? You're looking at a massive amount of income. It's over $100,000 a year. Uh-huh. Okay. So let's keep on going. Do I have any questions so far? Any questions? you can ask me, I can keep continue going down the chart. Okay. The next level you can come in at is 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So 5,000, the number of investors I need is less, so it's 36,200. With the less amount of investors and the more money that they come in at the entry, then their income monthly is higher. And, you know, it's just really, you know, the scales go up because of that. They get the $5,000 back, and it's $7.51 a month, which leads to about $90.23 a year, okay? Okay, the next step, you can come in, you know, as $10,000. Some people may, you know, have that. They have saved up their military government is thrift savings, you know, plan. They have all this money that they have, their money in the money market. They have their money in stocks or whatever, which you can lose overnight. With this, you're not going to lose this. This stuff is real estate, okay? Real estate is the only thing, the only instrument where you make wealth in America and around the world, too, by the way. So $10,000 investment, I need 18,100 individual. It's $15.03 a month and $180.47 annually. You just add the $15.03 times 12, right, and so on and so forth. All right, and I'll just let you do the math. You just time that times 10,000, and you'll get the figure. Amen? It's just so mind-boggling. So the next level is 15,500. Those who come in with that, and they have that, and a lot of people have that. 11,677 individuals. $23.31 is your monthly for the first apartment complex that we'll own, and $279.75 annually. You know, that's $23.31 times 12 months. I'll give you the figure of $279.75. The next level is $25,000. Only need 7,240 individuals. The monthly for the first unit, the first apartment, is $37.59 times 12 months is $451.08. Now, the thing is, the investors, they're not supposed to live in the property, you know, because, you know, if they want to live in the property that we have, they have to pay that rent, okay? There's no, we can't change it because, you know, you're an investor. You just or living in the property, and you're paying the same rent that the guy or the gal next is paying as well. You understand? So we just want to make that perfectly clear. You can live in the property, but there's no discount because you're an investor. I just want to make that clear because, you know, everything is based on 100% occupancy of the property, all right? So we'd love all the investors to live there, fine, but you have to pay the rent accordingly. And the next level I'm going to jump to is 35,000. We only need 5,172 investors. Monthly income is $52.63. Annual, $631.60. Now, the reason why I'm doing this, I've invested many, many real estate transactions and risks and all that other stuff. I've put my $500 and never seen one penny. Never seen one. I saw my $500 go. I see the, you know, the reports and how many buildings that they're acquiring, but I haven't seen not one dime, not no dividend check, nothing. I don't want to do it that way to people. I want, when people give me money, we give it right back to them in Jesus' name. Praise God and bless his holy name and hallelujah and say amen. Amen. Because I don't want anyone to say it is them who's allowed us to get wealthy. I want everyone to say that it's God who gave me the wealth. And by the way, look at my bank account. They literally can show, you know, their bank statement, or if they want a hard check, we send them a hard copy check, you know, U.S. Treasury, you know, from the United States Treasury. They'll get a hard check. But the thing is, when you you have to understand money, when you take a hard check, and you cash it, you have to pay tax on it right then, But if you let it go through the system, right, from the treasury through the bank, our bank to your bank, you don't have to pay taxes right then, okay? Each money that is received, you do have to pay taxes on it because it is reportable as income. Okay, so a lot of strategies, a lot of learning, you know, get your CPA, you know, find one, or you learn, you know, how to do accounting yourself. So make sure you keep your books straight, pay the taxes, okay? All right, the next one is $50,000 investment coming in. We only need 3,620 individuals. You see, the more money that's come in, the group, the smaller the group, you know, which is great, you know. But, you know, if we get a sagway of, you know, the 500, the 1,500, you know, it all will still add up to paying off the whole thing to the acquisition of that property, okay? So no one has to feel bad. But the thing is, you have to understand that the person who brings in $50,000, their monthly is only $75.19, which, again, don't seem like a lot. And $902.38. But if you times that times 10,000, right, you could see that their rate of return is higher and higher. And it's not unfair. You know, you're making at the $500 level, you can make up to $90,000, but they're making millions of dollars annually. Okay. They've become immediately a millionaire. Once you pass 25,000, you know, you go into multimillionaire at 50,000 and so on and so forth. Okay, those that can come in at 100,000, we only need 1,810 individuals. Their monthly is $150.39. Their annual return on their investment would be $1,804.77. The next level is 135,000. Again, we only need 1,341 individual. Monthly income for them would be $202.99, and annual would be for the one unit, one building, I should say, is $2,435.98. And I wrote Forever Capital. Amen. And again, you just duplicate it and do it times 10,000, and you'll see what that would be. You would just basically times $2,435.98 times 10,000, and then you'd get what the annual return for all 10,000 units apartment complex that you own. All right. Own as a, you know, investor, you know, you'd be an investor module. So the next level is 150,000. Again, we only need 1,207 individuals, and your income monthly is $225.53. The annual is $2,706.42. Next level is 200,000. Invested, only need 905 individuals at that rate, and $379 is your monthly income. Annual would be $3,609.55, so that's $3,609.55, and again, you know, I will be coming to you and asking, would you like to invest in another property? Now, like I said, you can come back in at another amount, a higher amount, you know. So say if you saved up to $3,609.55 and you want to come in at $5,000 level, you know, you'd have the $200 plus the $5,000. So you'd be getting two different checks. You'd be getting a continuous $3,609.55 and then your $500. $5,000, you'll be getting another check for $90.23. You've made a little bit more income and so forth. And it just keeps on going up and up and up. And, you know, and it's a blessing. It's slow and it's steady. It's not a rush. So this is not overnight wealth or anything like that. It's a slow and steady increase in income. and income potential that is, you know, it's not hypothetical, it's not a promise that's false, it's not a fraud, it's not, you know, scamming, and it's just total income for you, for your wealth. And if you save these income, you know, you'll see that your wealth is amassing as well. Okay, the next level, 250,000. We only need 724 people. Monthly income would be $275.99. Annual, $4,511.94. Amen? All right, I only got 9 more minutes, so I'm going to jump to $500,000. If you can come in with $500,000, we only need 362 investors. The monthly income, $751.99. The annual income would be $9,023.89. At $600,000 investment, we only need 302 individuals, which monthly income would be $901.39 monthly cash flow every month. So annually, you'll have a total of $10,816.72. If you have $1 million that you have acquired, and with this strategy that we're doing, you will actually have earned $1 million. So you can come in to buy the next apartment complex, put $1 million down. At that point, we only need 181 individuals. Your monthly income is $1,503.98. Your annual income would be $18,047.79. The $2 million is the next level. 91 investors at $2,991.43. And annually, $35,897.16. And you know, some people work all year for this amount of money, okay? Most of these monies that we're talking about, people work all year for that, okay? And some people live on a fixed income with that amount as well. So this $500 is going to bring a lot of people, you know, income that they would not have received by, you know, just, you know, work or whatever. It's just going to be extra money added to your current income. Next is $4 million. We only need 45 investors. The monthly income, $5,049.35. The annual income for that's one apartment complex, $60,592.20. If you invest $5 million, you only need 37 investors. Again, the cash flow monthly, $7,357.32. And annually, your annual income is similar to the $500 person, is $88,287.88 annually. See, so it's different. So the $500, a person that comes in at $500 will be receiving, but they, you know, would have to buy 10,000 apartment complex to reach the same, you know, they'll have 90,000 plus. The person that comes in with $5 million in 1 year will acquire, accrue $88,287.88 annually return on their investment. Plus, they get back their $5 million. So I'm very excited about what God is doing. And if you have more than that to invest, you know, $10 million, $20 million, whatever, it's the same principle going all the way out. The more you bring in, the less investors will need, and the greater your monthly income and the greater your annual return, and the more we acquire, the more larger your pot will become, and that is how you will become that trillionaire. Amen? But as I said before and over, when God has brought you into your land of flowing with milk and honey, do not forget God. Do not forget that it's He, God, who has given you the power not only to create wealth, but to attain wealth and to keep that wealth and, you know, to bless him continuously. Please remember to praise God and bless his holy name. Do I have any question? I'm very excited about what God is doing. Oh, I also want to also interject that because this is such a, it's a lucrative thing for everyone who comes on board, you know, to get involved and get this thing people have been doing, the one percenters, they've been doing this for years, okay, since money was created, okay? But God now is opening up for his children to get this because of the cries of the saints, and they're in need of financial money. They need money to survive, you know? So this little $500 investment will be a blessing to you and your household. Prayerfully, you'll will it and make it forever. But because of this, these are the responsibilities that I will take on during this time. I will be responsible that all the taxes are paid, all the property managers are paid, all the maintenance crew are paid, our maid service, everyone, security guard are paid. I'm going to take on all of the liability, make sure our insurance are paid. So you won't have any headaches. You're just going to be receiving your profits each month and annually. And my exit plan is after 12 years, I will be selling the property. And any one of you investors who come on board, you know, I'll be glad to. You can buy it from, you know, buy me out and buy the apartment complex and so forth. Or the group of investors that are part can, you know, just buy the apartment because I'll be selling it at the end of the 12 year. That is my exit plan. And prayerfully, we've amassed many, many millionaires, and prayerfully that they will help God's people and themselves. And you don't even have to help anybody, you know. Just take care of yourself and your family. Are there any questions for me? I know I've been talking for about an hour. No questions? Wow, thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I have a question. I'm sorry.
Yes.
How is this different from any other purchases that you would purchase for real estate? I mean, I know you broke, you did the breakdown, you know, but. And
how is it different? Well, it's a larger amount of money that's needed to acquire, and that's the only difference. But it's a similar pattern. Like if you're buying a regular house, you know, a single family house, it's similar. You need X amount of money to put down. So basically, the small investment is basically our down payment. We'll be paying that and then acquiring the building. We will have a mortgage, you know, but prayerfully, if we have enough, we won't even have a mortgage, you know. The based on my math that I did, it's based on not having a mortgage at all, you know. But even without a mortgage, you still have to maintain the property, the grounds, landscaping, lawn care, security got to be paid. There's a lot of other things that have to be taken care of, you know, new roof, you know, keeping the property up, painting, everything, you know. So the amount of profit, when you buy a single family home, there's no profit to you. You basically are the person that is taking care of everything and all money comes out. You have only one income that takes care of your mortgage, take care of the tax, take care of the insurance, take care of the principal, you know, and all the maintenance and all, you're doing the lawn and stuff like that. With the apartment, you got to pay other people to take care of the property. And the property manager will live on site. But they, even though they're living on site, they're still paying rent as well, you know. So maintenance person may live on site, but they're paying rent and even the housekeeping. It's just like a bigger thing you have to pay for, you know, like with the individual apartment or a two-unit or a four-unit, you won't make actually you don't make, all you have is a lot of headaches. When it comes to, because I've had a 5-unit apartment complex, and it's only been, all the years that I've had it, it's only been a massive amount of headaches. But when you are going into a larger 270 complex, you're not going to get headaches. You'll be getting income and profit. Whereas the smaller units, you won't be getting income or profit. You know, you'll get headaches because you have to maintain that property. You have to, you know, fix all the plumbing. You have to fix the water going crazy and the roof. You know, all the money that you make from the 4 units or the 8-unit or whatever, it's still, you are there managing everything, and you don't have enough money to pay a property manager $70,000 to $80,000, you know, because you're not even bringing in that much money. And if you're going to pay a property manager, that got to be you, the property manager. So you keep all the headaches when you go to anything that's 270 units. You're not having any headaches. You're going to be on your yacht somewhere. You're going to be flying. You may buy a plane. You may buy, you know, you can buy your car. You can buy another house for you to live. You can buy many, many things because money just keep on coming at you. You know, like I always talk about Mary. You know, she just blew me away with the amount of money that constantly was coming at her. So it was a tool like this that she had, but hers was the rice farm. But it's the same principle. You know, to have constant income coming at you, you don't have to work. You know, you can do other things. You can write your book. You can go on a safari. You can do some creative ideas outside of whatever it is you want to do because you have this income coming in, you know, perpetually forever, you know, at least for 12 years with my package, you know. I believe that once I've taught someone something, I'm teaching people how to fish, I don't think that they're going to say, well, I don't know how to do this. They're going to know how to fish. So prayerfully, somebody will take the mantle from me. They have access to the apartment. I don't need credit check or anything with them. And here you go, you know, buy me out and you continue, duplicate what I just did, you know, and amen, you know. So that's the difference. It's a major difference whether you want, you know, a single family is fine, but it's just for you, but you have this big elephant that's in the room forever on your head, forever, forever, forever. You have to take care of that house. You know, it's not, they call it the American dream, but it's an American nightmare. Look how many people have lost their home, that American dream. Look, 2007, you know, the greatest a crash, 2008, all of America lost their homes. This year and beyond, the next 10 years, 23 million people are going to lose their home, right? So what I'm giving to everyone is, look, this is a way of escape, and I am not the one giving it. It's God has given me the idea, and I'm putting it down on tablet, and we can take this and run with it, and we literally can save 362,000 people. I already said 23 million is going to lose their home. We can touch all of those people. If we do this thing right and people are getting their 75 cents, they tell somebody they can join us. You know what I mean? You know, in the next apartment complex we get, you know? And they can come on and they can get their 75 cents. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not asking them a great amount. Because $500, everyone can literally gather, you know, even if they have to get bottles. And, you know, they used to have bottles that you can turn in for 5 cents and you get change or something. Newspaper you can turn in and you get paid. I don't know if they still do all of that anymore. But you could do a small fundraiser and acquire $500 and put that investment down. My thing is to pay back within the first year. You know, basically from the rent that comes in, I'm going to pay back the investors so that they don't have to worry about their $500 or their $1,000 or their $5,000, whatever they put in. I don't want them to be, you know, scratching their head like, oh, okay, you know, I got scammed, I got taken advantage of. I don't want them to think like that. So that's why I'm turning that over to back into their hand, you know, bank certified check to them, payable to them, the individual, you know, that gave, so that they can deposit that money, or we sell it back, or we have, you know, some way to that they get back the same amount that they put in, give it right back. And then because I know how my people are very serious, you know, God's people I'm talking about. They don't play, and you can't play with their money. And so I already know that, you know, I've been in business since I was 13, and I know how people are. They get really, like, upset really quickly. So, you know, I share with the Lord, because I pray all the time, and I'm saying, Lord God, I want to pay back the people right away. Majority of investment strategies that are, you know, in the secular world, they never pay back anything. You know, they say return on the investment. That's the small amount that, you know, you see, if you see it, right? But I just don't want anybody to be even thinking wrong or thinking that I still have their money, you know? So that's the main reason why I'm, you know, giving it right back. Because we can do it, literally. You can literally pay it back. So why not, you know, pay it back? And usually when you know, when a company pays back a person, you know, give them that full refund, they don't have any other reason to deal with that person, right? But what I'm doing is we're going to keep on paying that person because of their faith in God and trust in God only, right? They gave up, you know, something of their own, $500. And for that, I'm going to bless them continually for at least 12 years, right? And prayerfully they'll, you know, stay with me as we continue. I mean, I'm not going to stop buying apartment complex. I'm going to keep on buying. But I'm praying that, you know, they would have amassed a great amount of wealth, that they will continue with me when I buy new apartments. And the reason why I'm going to buy new apartments is because when it's new, it's easier to maintain. After 12 years, then, you know, like a car, the longer you hold it, the more mileage, the more work, the more maintenance and stuff like that. So the same amount of benefits monthly and annual, it'll start going down because our profits now is going into maintaining this big, you know, huge apartment that has more work, you know, that has to be done for it to keep it up, or it's not a good place to live in, you know, for anybody that lives there. So that's what I'll be. That's why I'm doing that 12-year exit strategy, you know, acquiring new apartments, you know, that are not old, that are Class A and Class B, right? So that we are at the best, you know, when we're going in and people want to live there. And then all we have to do is some rehab and renovation and bringing it, you know, really to brand new looking and things like that. So it's a nice place for people want to live at, that they'll pay the decent rent. We have the security guard 24/7. We have the concierge service. We have property management, maintenance. So anytime anything happens, you know, the people, you know, they come in, they check in, and we have the fob, you know, they have their parking, and everything is, like, protected so that nobody can just come up on them, you know, to live in there, you know, to just – nobody can just walk into their apartment and just go upstairs and stuff like that. They have to, even if the delivery service, they have to stop at the concierge desk and drop that stuff off. They can't go upstairs. The elevators won't let them in, you know, or they come downstairs and meet their delivery people, you know. So it's safety, 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 safety all the way around. Because of that, people will pay a higher rent, you know. Yeah, so prayerfully we'll get good ratings, good reviews, we make sure of that. So that's going to be my part as Stuart, to make sure that we are, you know, over the top, beyond anal, you know, anal retention. You know, but our investors, they're just going to be receiving their profits, you know, money from the profits that comes in. Yeah. So that's my thinking. You know, somebody else may think, you know, apartment is not a good deal because it's such a big monster. But and they may think that a single family house is better, but I think reverse. I think the single family house is a monster because there's nobody helping you to take care of that property for 30-year mortgage, which most people take on, and at the end of 15 years they lose that house after paying all that money in, or paying all that tax, paying all that interest. They end up losing it to sickness, divorce. If there are two people in it, you know, somebody lost their job, some catastrophic stuff, or they themselves lose their job, and nobody's going to allow them to stay in that property. The bank will take it back because they got a lien on it, you know. The tax people will take it because they got a lien on it because they didn't pay the tax, all kind of stuff. There's nobody there for you when you have your single-family house or the duplex or the threeplex or the fourplex or the 8 units. It's not until you have enough people paying rent that you don't have anything to worry about. So that's why this 207 unit is like a win-win-win. You know, it's just a win-win-win for everybody. People have a place to stay, you know, and many times we've had people who comes up and they have an urgency and they need a place to stay, and we can't help them. They can't come to my house. They can't come to your house. They can't come over here, you know, but we have an apartment complex. Can you pay this rent? And they have their privacy. So then they win, right? And because we're not running a homeless shelter or anything. This is a shelter for people, but, it, you know, upscale, you know. And it benefits our investors. So that's my thought. But thank you for your one question. You could have stopped me anytime. Thank you for your question. Do you have another question?
Yes, I wanted to know. You gave how many levels did you say that we can do it on? When you would tell each one?
Yeah, from... Five. Well, I did send out the sheet, but I went from $500, and I kind of like gradually went up. Like the next one was like 1,000 entry
right.
level. You know, you can plug in any number above 500. You know, say you may not have 1,000, you may just have 900. You know, the math is still the same. You know, it's based on the number of investors. And the profit on this particular property is and the number seems large, but it's over $200,000. So that $200,000 is divided amongst the amount of investors, you know, and that's how we get that money to them. And the profit, you know, we have to pay off all those other things that I talked about, the property manager, the security. We got to take care of our maintenance of our equipment, office supplies, you know, property managers. They're, you know, you got to pay them $70,000, $80,000 a year, period. You know, and they got to stay at the place, too. So they get a place to live, you know, concierge service, landscape, maintenance, 24/7 security, housekeeping, maid. You know, linen, you know, care, you know, shuttle service. If we run that, you know, it's close to the airport. So it's, you know, why not run a shuttle service to pick people up and bring them back and forth free? You know, they get these people, they're right next to the airport, right next to the train. They're right next to bus and ships and boats and stuff. So they can do their Uber, they can do their Lyft, they can get their Amazon, they can get their UPS. FedEx, they can get, you know, regular mail being delivered to them. Everyone that lives in this property is just going to be spoiled. I mean, literally. You're going to be pampered. But, you know, the concierge service is going to be very nice to them, greet them when they come in from work or whatever. You know, we got the dog thing, you know. You can have the dog park, dog, some people. You know, we have a floor for the people who love their dogs, you know. so they can walk their dogs and, you know, get groomed, for, you know, all this stuff. We've got the gym. We got all kind of stuff in this property is really, really, really nice. We got gym there. We got pool there. Entertainment. We got basketball court. It has so much, man. It's crazy. It's really a nice one. But this is not the only one that God's going to show us. You know, this is just one, but it has all kind of amenities. You know, it's right next to the mall, the plazas and stuff where people go shopping and stuff, get their coffee and, you know, the different things people love to eat. So they can just walk to it or have it delivered. So it's really, really nice.
Amen.
Yeah. So again, thank you for. Would you like to pray us out? We went over the hour, but it's no longer. It's like this is a private segment, and it probably will. The broadcast will probably end shortly. So if you'd like to pray us out, I appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Mossy, and thank you for always sharing the pleasure of self that God has given you that will help advance his kingdom and give people a lucrative amount of money to invest in something that is good, amen, and that can bring them a turnabout. We just thank God for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, we thank you, Lord, for love, kindness, grace, and mercy. And I just thank you for everything. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for keeping us and enabling Dr. Mossy to do what you've always given her to do and to share all the information so that people can become millionaires in one day in their life and to invest and to have something that they can own and say they have their own. We just thank you, Lord. I pray that you will increase and bring the many blessings to follow in the name of Jesus. And as people come on and aboard, give them understanding, wisdom, and knowledge and discernment in reference to this, Lord God, that they will understand clearly and completely on how to invest. And we just thank you for all that you have done and going to do. Bless her going in, bless her coming out. Hallelujah. Keep her with perfect peace and grant her safe traveling mercies to and from wherever you're sending her to do and to be. We thank you for love, kindness, and grace and mercy. I pray for our husband. You continue to touch, heal, and deliver. Have your way like never before. We thank you and honor you. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. And glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. And thank you for that prayer, a lovely prayer. And, you know, it's amazing because I don't come on the radio, the broadcast many times, but it's kind of like once in a blue moon. And, you know, this is right after the Sukkot. And I just thank God, you know, for, you know, as we plow into, you know, even the vision of, you know, the apostle elect, the anointing service. I talked about it at the beginning of the broadcast, that how, you know, God has shown me, you know, as we anoint these people, that we start now, that they come on and listen to those who have been apostles and have worked, and that we teach 30 days out of the month, or maybe 6 days and one day off, you know, so we have that rest. But it's 2 hours. They come in, they listen to those who have been walking the walk of an apostle because that they have the title, and we listen to these different people as we glean from them what it is to be apostle in the 21st century now, you know. And, you know, I just think that's an awesome thing that we're going to also implement. So that, once I wrote that out and how we're going to do that, on the radio with the conference line, just that was just so explosive. And then here come the other requests, you know? So it was like doing God's work first, writing that vision out, and here comes the vision of writing the wealth, the physical wealth, you know, of God gave. And that's like, look at God, you know? So it works all the time. We do God's work first. And then these apostles, what we're going to do, and it's so amazing because right after the 19th of November, the thing with the car, the Buick, will be paid, you know, the engine will be there. The Lord had me to write down that each apostle will put $50 towards the food distribution. So they can take the food to their community to feed, you know, we buy it and they can take it. So $50 for the food bank, $50 for the medical care, because in some countries they don't have medicine. And we are able to access that. $50 for the water to build a well, $50 for the transportation service so we can grab the stuff and bring it and ship it, you know, $50 for the education and so on and so forth. So, again, I just, like I said, thank God for just everything that he's doing. Amen. And I think we're getting ready to get off the air, and I'm still broadcasting, but I just thank God for, like I said, the well, $50 for the well, $50 for, they'll have their own radio spot so that they can also learn and glean on how to be that apostle. And they only need to minister to 10 people, 10 individuals as their church grow, as their ministry grow, you know, but they'll have that intimate relationship with their congregant of 10. Amen. So, like I said, education, food distribution, medical, housing, transportation, spiritual guidance, and they will be able to, you know, take care of that ministry as they learn to be that apostle and as God directs them. Anyway, I thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast, and I love you all. May God richly bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Let him be gracious unto you. May he give you peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding as we keep our mind stayed on him in Jesus' name. God bless you all and love you most much. Take care. Bye now.